From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. State Department says both the United States and Russia appear set to meet a February 5th deadline to comply with the limit set by the Bilateral Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty known as New START. Cindy Sain has that story.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles, and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. At his State of the Union speech, President Donald Trump outlined his approach to nuclear weapons.
We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Protesters held a demonstration in Nairobi Monday to rally against the government's decision to shut down three independent media houses. George Kigoro, executive director of the Kenyan Human Rights Commission, said the protest was to express solidarity with the media.
To also make the point that the rule of law must be obeyed in the context of law enforcement.
The protesters also demonstrated against the manner in which the government had been arresting opposition leaders. Swiss President Alain Berset says the return of Rohingya Muslims who have fled violence in Myanmar must be voluntary. Berset pledged to provide an additional $12.9 million for Rohingya this year. He is expected to visit a Rohingya refugee camp on Tuesday. More than 680,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled from Buddhist-majority Myanmar since the military launched a crackdown last August. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian activists say at least 23 civilians have been killed in intense government airstrikes on a rebel-held suburb near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says waves of airstrikes hit at least five neighborhoods in the eastern Ghouta suburb, the only remaining rebel stronghold near the capital of Damascus. The only surviving member of the Islamic State cell that attacked Paris in November of 2015 refused to rise for a Belgian court Monday. Salah Abdeslam also refused to answer questions about his actions. Jeff Custer has more.
It was Abdeslam's first appearance in public since his arrest nearly 2 years ago. He is on trial in Brussels on charges of attempted murder for a police shootout from which he fled. Abdeslam had previously refused to speak to investigators in France about the attack there that killed 130. Days after his capture, extremists struck in Brussels. In total, 162 people died in the two attacks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States is considering restricting imports of Venezuelan crude oil and exports of U.S. refined products to Venezuela. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said doing so would put pressure on Socialist President Nicolas Maduro to return to the Constitution.
So one of the aspects of considering sanctioning oil is what effect will it have on the Venezuelan people, and is it a step that might bring this to an end?
Tillerson is on a Latin American trip that also includes visits to Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. A South Korean appeals court has set Samsung Group Air J.Y. Lee free after nearly a year of detention, suspending his five-year jail term after he was convicted of bribing the country's former president. Sarah Hemrajani reports.
The case had set off public anger and put the spotlight on the close ties between South Korea's big family-owned businesses, known as chaebols, and political leaders. But the Seoul High Court has now used its discretion to reduce Lee's term and suspend the main charges for bribery and embezzlement, meaning he won't have to serve time behind bars. The 49-year-old can also continue his existing roles, including as director of Samsung Electronics. Prosecutors originally aimed for a 12-year jail term for Lee. Legal experts say the ruling is expected to be appealed again at South Korea's Supreme Court.
That was Sarah Hemrajani reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met Pope Francis at the Vatican Monday for talks expected to focus on the status of Jerusalem and the fight against terrorism. Erdogan is the first Turkish president to visit the Vatican in 59 years. Sunday, Erdogan said he planned to discuss with the Pope the humanitarian situation in Syria, the battle against terrorism, Islamophobia, and the status of the city of Jerusalem. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.